If you have your Bible with you tonight, please turn to John's Gospel, chapter 8. As I announced this morning, the message that I want to preach upon tonight is entitled, Shut Out of Heaven. But before we come to deal with the subject, let us read some verses from John, chapter 8. We just want to read a few verses, beginning at verse 21. The Lord Jesus Christ in this chapter is speaking to the scribes and the Pharisees. So he is speaking to the religious leaders of his day. Verse 21, it says, Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse 24, knowing the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word to all of our hearts. It's verse 21 specifically that I want to base my message on tonight. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, ye cannot come. Let's all bow in prayer and ask the Lord for his help as we come to consider his word this evening. Father in heaven, we thank thee for the blessing of knowing that we're on our way to heaven. We thank thee for the assurance that we have through thy precious word that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Lord, we're reminded of the wonderful promise of Christ to his disciples that he's preparing a mansion in heaven for his people. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. How we thank thee, Lord, for the wonderful and glorious place called heaven. And we thank thee, Lord, tonight that so many in this gospel service can read their title clear to mansions in the sky. Lord, we're going to heaven. We're going home to glory soon, to see the city bright, to walk the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. And yet, Lord, we're conscious tonight of those in our service who are still outside of Christ. And oh God, at this very moment, they are not on their way to heaven because they're still in their sins, rejecting thee as Savior. Lord, we pray this evening as we come to the close of this another gospel meeting that you would speak to their hearts particularly and that you would draw them lovingly to the foot of the cross. And even tonight, Lord, that they will come and make peace with God. We thank thee and we praise thee that salvation tonight is offered to the whosoever will. O God, we pray therefore, to this end, that you would fill us with the Holy Ghost and help us, Lord, only to say those things that will be pleasing to thee. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. I cannot think of anything more tragic than to be shut out of heaven. And yet the fact of the matter is that there will be many who have lived upon this earth who will be shut out of heaven. In John chapter 8, the Son of God is speaking to men who will never be in heaven. We know this because of what Christ says to them in our text in John 8 verse 21. Look at it again. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, ye cannot come. Underline the words. Whether I go, ye cannot come. Where was Christ going? He was going to heaven. After his death and resurrection, we're told in Acts 1 verse 9 that the Saviour was taken up into heaven. You see, heaven is where Christ dwells. The Bible describes heaven as a place of rest, peace and joy. Heaven is a place where there's no sorrow, no pain, no crying and no death. Heaven is a place that is eternal. However, heaven is also a place where many who have lived upon this earth will never enter. Now that's a very solemn thought, but that is a truth that the Lord Jesus Christ is clearly teaching from this passage of Scripture in John chapter 8. These religious leaders that the Lord Jesus was speaking to in this chapter would never get into heaven. And there will be many like them. My friend, I wonder, as we come to the close of this another gospel service, can I ask you a question? When you die, will you be in heaven? Or will you be shut out of heaven? It's a very solemn question. And I pray that you will answer it honestly within your heart tonight. I pray that God will take his word this evening, if you're not saved, and write it upon your soul. Here's a message. Here's a message for you. And I pray as we seek to deliver this message tonight that the Lord will write it upon your heart. Very simply tonight, as we come to consider this subject, shut out of heaven, I want to ask three questions. First of all, why are men shut out of heaven? That's a very good question. But you know, we have the answer to that question here in this portion of Scripture which we have read. Now, there are many things we could say under this point in answer to the question. For example, men are shut out of heaven because they die in their sins. In other words, they die without having their sins forgiven. And the Bible says, "Nothing that defileth shall ever enter into heaven." Also, men are shut out of heaven because they love this world and refuse to turn away from the pleasures that are found in this world. In other words, they are a part of this world and desire it to be so. John 8 verse 23, look at it. Jesus said to these religious Jews, "Ye are of this world." Christ here was pointing out that these men loved the world and desired only to walk according to the course of this world. Men are shut out of heaven because they die in their sins. Men are shut out of heaven because they want to hold on to the pleasures of this world. However, ultimately, men are shut out of heaven for one reason, and for one reason only, and that is because they reject Christ as their Savior. If you want to hold on to your sin, it's because you don't want the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior and your Redeemer. If you want to hold on to the pleasures of this world, it is because you refuse to come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Redeemer. And these men, these religious Pharisees and scribes that the Lord Jesus was speaking to here in John chapter 8, they were shut out of heaven because they rejected the Lord Jesus as the Messiah. Look at verse 24 of John 8. We have this clearly stated. "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." And verse 21 goes on to say, "Whether I go, ye cannot come." These men that Christ was speaking to had rejected him as the Messiah. Now you'll be aware in the Old Testament, the prophets prophesied that the Messiah was coming. And of course, when the Lord Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem's manger, he was that Messiah. He was that Redeemer. He was that Savior. And he declared himself to be so. And of course, the Scriptures teach us clearly that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. But when Christ came, these religious leaders in his day refused to accept that he was the Messiah, that he was the only begotten of the Father, the Son of God. And because of their rejection of him, the Lord Jesus Christ says here that they would be shut out of heaven. You see, they refused to believe that he was the Son of God, the light of the world. And because of this, they would not accept Christ into their heart as their own and personal Redeemer. And the result of this rejection was that they would never get into heaven. Now, it's important that you see that, especially if you're in the meeting tonight and you're not saved, if you're not a Christian. Let us not forget that these men, who these men were that the Lord Jesus was speaking to here. These men were the religious leaders of the Jewish people in the days of Christ's earthly ministry. And yet, although they were religious leaders, Christ said they would be shut out of heaven because of their sin of rejecting him as their Savior and Messiah. My friend, it doesn't matter how religious you are. It doesn't matter how often you come to church. It doesn't matter whether you're brought up in a Christian home. It doesn't matter whether you're under the sound of the gospel all the days of your life. If you reject the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be shut out of heaven. And it's important that you see that. It's important that you understand that this evening. Some people believe they will get into heaven because they are religious and because they have done many good works. Many people believe that they will get into heaven because of their attendance at a place of worship. Well, that will not be the case. If you refuse to accept the Lord Jesus as your Redeemer, if you refuse to repent of your sin, if you refuse to turn away from the pleasures of this world and seek the Lord as your own and personal Redeemer, Jesus said, where he is, you'll not be. And where is the Lord Jesus tonight? He's in heaven. Sinner, it doesn't matter how religious you are, if you reject Christ as your Savior, you will be shut out of heaven. That is what the Son of God is teaching in John chapter 8. And it's important that you see that. Therefore, why are men shut out of heaven? Men are shut out of heaven because they reject Christ as Savior. Therefore, the question is this. Is the Lord Jesus Christ your Savior tonight? Have you accepted him as your Redeemer? Have you repented of your sin and by faith trusted him as your own and personal Redeemer? Now, there's another question we could ask. Secondly, where will men be if they are shut out of heaven? If men are shut out of heaven, then where will they be? Being shut out of heaven does not mean that you don't have a destiny. Jesus said in John 8 verse 21, look at it again, I go my way, and ye shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Christ here is speaking about going to heaven. We've already noticed that. And as we have noticed, the men that he's speaking to are not going to be with him in heaven because they have rejected him as Savior and as Redeemer and as Messiah. Now, if they are not going to be in heaven with Christ, where are they going to be? If heaven is shut to them, where will their destiny be in the great eternity? Now, friend, that's a very logical question to ask in the light of what we're studying here and in the light of what Christ has said to these religious Pharisees. If the Son of God says that he's going to heaven, but he tells these religious leaders that they will not be in him with him in heaven, then where are they going to spend eternity? Well, the Lord Jesus only spoke of one other place where sinners would be in eternity, and of course that other place is hell. In fact, in Matthew chapter 23, and I want you to turn over to Matthew chapter 23 for a moment, Christ spoke to the same religious leaders, the Pharisees and the scribes, in this chapter. These are the same religious leaders as he was speaking to in John chapter 8. And as Christ speaks to these religious Pharisees in Matthew chapter 23, he left them in no doubt where they would be after being shut out of heaven. Take a look with me there at verse 29. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. So he's again speaking to the religious leaders. We have noticed already that He's speaking to these religious leaders in John chapter 8. And in John chapter 8 he says to them, you're not going to be in heaven where I am. You're not going to be. But in this chapter, as he speaks to them, he lets them know where they are going to be in eternity. If they're not going to be in heaven, where are they going to be? They're going to be in hell. Look at verse 33. He's still speaking to these scribes and Pharisees. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? The Lord Jesus Christ uses very strong language to describe the destiny of the Christ rejecter. The Lord Jesus here describes the destiny of the Christ rejecter as damnation in hell. Here we have the Son of God himself, the Savior of the world, the one who died upon the cross and rose again, the one who came to give men eternal life. And he's speaking to these religious leaders and he's telling them because they had rejected him as Messiah and Savior, they were going to a lost eternity. My friend, if you die in your sin, your destiny, according to the words of Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, will be hell. The Lord Jesus, when he walked upon this earth, clearly taught that hell was and is the destination for all those who are shut out of heaven. And no one who has rejected Christ as their Savior will escape this destination, because the Lord Jesus himself will discern who has rejected him and who will enter into hell. There's a tremendous verse over in Revelation 1 verse 18 that speaks about the Lord Jesus. And this is what it says. Christ speaking himself. You should underline it in your Bible. Revelation 1:18. Jesus says, I am he that liveth and was dead. So there's no doubt who is speaking here. It's the resurrected Christ. And the Savior goes on to say this, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and death. I have the keys of hell and death. My friend, don't die in your sins. To die in your sins means to die without God's salvation. It means to die without hope, without Christ and without God's mercy. To die in your sins means to be shut out of heaven. But not only does it mean to be shut out of heaven, it also means to be shut into hell forever. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching in John chapter 8 and in Matthew chapter 23 as he speaks to the Pharisees and to the scribes. You see, not only is there a heaven to gain, but there's a hell to shun. And the truth is this, if you're shut out of heaven, that means that you're going to be shut into hell. That's the simple, clear, plain teaching of the Lord Jesus and of the scriptures of truth. The dying thief who died in his sins went to hell. We often refer, and rightly so, to the other thief who died and went to heaven. You remember before he died, he repented of his sin and by faith he looked to Christ and he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And the Lord said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. That thief, when he died, went to heaven. But there was another thief. Never forget about the other thief, because the other thief died in his sins, rejecting Christ as Savior. And he went to a lost sinner's hell. And I pray tonight that God will take his word and write it upon your heart and upon your soul. Why are men shut out of heaven? Because they reject Christ as Savior. Where do men go if they're shut out of heaven? They go to hell. That's what the scriptures tell us. That's what the word of God declares. Now friend, how is it with your soul tonight? Where do you stand in these matters as far as eternity is concerned? Where will your soul be 5 minutes after you take your last breath upon this earth? Jesus said, where I am, you will not be. Are you going to heaven? Oh, thank God, as I look down into this congregation, there are many who are going to heaven. They can read their title clear to mansions in the sky. And there's no greater blessing than to know that you're going to heaven. There's no greater blessing than to know that once you take your last breath upon this earth, that it's absent from the body and present with the Lord. Why, we were singing that lovely hymn tonight, and what a lovely hymn it is. Going home to glory soon, to see the city bright, to walk the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. My friend, would you not come this evening and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus? Would you not come tonight and turn from your sin? You see, there's another question here. I said there were three questions. Here's the third question. What do men need to do to make sure that they are not shut out of heaven? Well, the answer to this question is obvious. Well, you would think it should be obvious. The reality is that the majority of people refuse to accept the answer to this question. But the answer is simple. If the sinner does not want to be shut out of heaven, then he must accept Christ as Savior of his life. Instead of rejecting Christ, the sinner must embrace Christ and believe on him by faith. It stands to reason, if rejecting the Savior shuts you out of heaven, then receiving and believing on Christ as Savior will mean that heaven will be your home. And that's the simple answer to the question. If you want to be in heaven, if you want to be in glory when you die, if you don't want to be shut out of heaven, then this night, this very night, come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. Turn over to John chapter 20 for a moment. The purpose of John's Gospel being written was to prove that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, the coming Messiah. Therefore, convincing sinners to believe on Christ and accept him as their Savior. I'm sure many of you have read John's Gospel many times. The main theme is Christ declaring that he is the Messiah, the Son of God. And the reason for that was so that men who would read the Gospel and hear John's Gospel read would be convinced that Jesus was the only Messiah and the Savior of the world. Look at verse 31 of John 20. This will prove what I'm saying. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, or that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. Listen to this now. And that believing, ye might have life through his name. In other words, in believing, you might get into heaven. Oh, look carefully at what it says concerning all those who believe Christ and are saved. Those that believe, they have life, eternal life. That means heaven. That means home. That means glory. In other words, all who believe on Christ and are saved will go to heaven. They will not be shut out of heaven. Rather, heaven will be their eternal home. Never forget what the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus. Familiar words, John 3, verse 3. It says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, the kingdom of God can only be entered by those who accept Christ as Redeemer. In other words, all who are born again and are trusting the Lord Jesus as their Savior will gain admittance into God's heaven. You see what the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching here? Not all are going to get into heaven. Those who reject him, they'll be shut out of heaven. But thank God, for all those who come and trust him, heaven will be their home. In John chapter 8, although the religious leaders rejected Christ as the Son of God and were shut out of heaven, I want you to see this. There were those that day who believed on Christ and accepted him into their hearts as their Savior. Did you notice that? We didn't read the verses, but did you notice it? I'm sure you've read this portion of Scripture many times. Take a look at verse 30 of John 8. And as he spake these words that we have been considering, and many other words that we haven't taken the time to read, as Jesus spake these words, Look what it says. Although the Pharisees and scribes rejected him and were shut out of heaven, it says many believed on him. Many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What wonderful words. I'm sure it was a sad day in many respects when the religious establishment rejected Christ, and these Pharisees, who should have known better, refused to believe that he was the Son of God. But the Bible says, although they rejected and were shut out of heaven, there were many who believed. There were many who believed. And as far as those many were concerned, because they believed on him and trusted him by faith, heaven was their home. In John 11, verse 25, let me read it to you, in verse 26 as well. It says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You see that? Whosoever liveth and believeth in me, Jesus said, shall never die. Now, if you never die, that means you go to heaven. You see, this is the way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Look at 1 John 5, verse 12 and 13. Again, we can see this truth clearly taught in the Word of God, that all those who are saved and believe in Christ get into heaven. Look at verse 12 of 1 John 5. He that hath the Son, that's the Son of God, hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things, verse 13, have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. My, isn't it wonderful to know, child of God, that we have eternal life. I know I have eternal life. And of course, I know it not because there's anything good in me, or not because I deserve it. I know it because of what Christ has done for me and what Christ has said to me. What has he done for me? He has died upon the cross and shed his blood for my sins. He has made a full atonement. That's what he has done. And on that basis, I will get into heaven. And because of what he has said to me, he has promised me everlasting life. Because Jesus said, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck us out of his hand. The Lord Jesus Christ is the door to heaven. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Oh, my friend, as we close the meeting tonight, are you going to heaven? Or are you still shut out of heaven? If you were to die right now, let me ask the question that I asked at the beginning. If you were to die right now, would you enter into heaven? Are you going to be where Jesus is? Or are you going to be cast out of his presence for all eternity into hell itself, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched? Shut out of heaven. These men that Jesus was talking to here in John 8, they're still shut out of heaven. Because they died in their sins. Oh, don't die in your sins. Don't die holding on to your sin. Don't die refusing to humble yourself before the Lord and be saved. Don't die rejecting the Messiah. Because to do so will mean that you're shut out of heaven. May God bless his word. Let us all pray.